Hey there, I'm Winston Faircloth, and welcome back to episode 7 of the Begin Again podcast. Well, 7 is one of my favorite numbers, and recently I learned that in scripture, 7 represents completion and achievement. It's a symbol of perfection, and for me, a symbol at rest. And since we're at podcast 7, I'm going to share my Begin Again moment that fundamentally changed my life. And I call this story the ball field. So I grew up in rural Virginia in the 1960s. This was during an era when kids could play for hours without parental supervision, perhaps even a half mile away or more from our home in the woods. Mom even developed a special way of whistling for us to come home so we could tell if she was looking for me or my baby sister. My dad worked hard, 6 days per week, in a physically demanding job at Coca-Cola. He totally dominated the sales department and won several big awards, including an all-inclusive cruise for he and mom. We had a pretty happy childhood, except for one particular summer, and all of our needs as children were met. I'd often wake up early to have breakfast with my dad so I could see him before he headed off to work at Norfolk before daybreak. We had clean clothes, good food, and a house that always felt safe and secure. And when you're a kid, you really don't understand whether you have plenty or not until middle or high school. There wasn't a lot of comparison going on, at least for me. Occasionally, one of our great aunts would stop by the house on their way home from going to the grocery store in town. Often they'd drop off some food, a supposed two-for-one special that they didn't really need, for example. It seemed to happen pretty regularly around our house. So I don't know if this was a way to stretch our limited grocery budget or if they were just being extra nice to our growing family. But one of the phrases Mom would often say to us kids was, "We may not be rich in the bank, but we're rich in love." Truer words were never spoken. As I grew older and it became clear that I would want to attend college, how do we pay for it became a little more of a discussion around the dinner table. By my early teens, I'd experienced a massive growth spurt. I was growing to be nearly a foot taller than anyone else in my immediate family. And when our neighbor down the street, Laura Hinton, became the first African-American football player to sign a full scholarship with LSU, it became clear that football just might be the ticket for me to go to college. And so by high school, I was already 6'7" tall, head and shoulders above any of my teammates or opponents. I had a lineman's build, stronger in my lower body, in order to push the other kids around. And while I had the physique to play football, I probably never had that killer instinct to punish others. That may have stemmed from the very first year I played peewee football, when I injured my best friend, Toby, from Sunday school by falling on him when he went for my ankles. Perhaps the best way to describe me then was as a gentle giant. And this set off a prayer battle within the Faircloth and Pointer families. There were some prayer warriors earnestly seeking a football scholarship to an amazing college, and they were praying that that would be the path that would allow me to go. And yet, apparently, there were other prayer warriors in our family seeking anything other than a football scholarship to cover my college expenses. By my senior year, scouts from several Division I colleges began showing up to watch me and the other heralded recruits play over at Graybridge High School. And because I was an excellent student and a football player with, air quotes, potential, I ended up talking to Princeton and Duke, University of Virginia, and Davidson, just to name a few. Now, Duke was not a football powerhouse, but I loved their basketball team, and Mom was a big fan. Duke even verbally committed to us, and we took an unofficial campus visit to Durham a few weeks prior to the start of my senior year. My prayer was that a great academic school would give me the opportunity to earn my education through football. Well, senior year began with a lot of hype and a lot of attention around our team. But these prayers came crashing down during the fourth game of my senior year, when just like my neighbor Laura, I injured my ACL on a fluke play at the end of the first quarter. And lying on the ball field that night, little did I know that this would be the end of my football career. My high school Begin Again moment was when the anti-football prayer team prevailed. But looking back a few years later, they were right. Between summer jobs, working on campus in the residence hall programs, and a subsequent workers' comp injury 2 years later, all but $5,000 of my college expenses were covered by the time I graduated from the College of William & Mary with a double major. The work experiences in college, especially my time in the residence hall program, perfectly prepared me as a leader, visionary, and speaker for my first career in nonprofit fundraising right out of college. And now today, decades later, I believe that had I been a full scholarship athlete at another school, I'm not sure I would have appreciated the college experience as much as I did in Williamsburg. So, what's the inspirational takeaway from being injured on the football field? In that moment that I lay on the field in pain, I thought my opportunity to go to college was over. But just a few years later, I could see how my unanswered prayer turned out to be so much better than I could have even imagined. So, my question for you, are you going through something today that seems to move you further from your dreams? Keep going. Perhaps there's a better destination ahead. So let's draw deeper faith, inspiration, and encouragement in our Begin Again moments. Please do me a favor and check out the upcoming shows by subscribing right now so you don't miss the upcoming episodes on your favorite podcast app. And if you like what you hear, make sure to share this podcast with your friends and leave us an honest review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And finally, for more support and inspiration in building your own faith-centered, mission-driven business, visit Future Seven Figure CEO for free resources and downloads. When I was lying on that field, thinking my college career was over, I needed a breakthrough. And remember, the biggest breakthrough in life and business occur the moment you decide to begin again. I'll see you on the next podcast.